6000 or visit us online at HamiltonSolarNevada.com. Hamilton Solar, both sides agree. Nevada license number 73463.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. Well, how do you follow that up? What funny guys, man. What a blast.
So you had fun last Friday.
I had a blast.
I tried to make it, but I didn't make it.
Yeah, you disappointed me.
You know, that huge storm blew in last Friday, and I came out of Calneva, and I thought, I can't walk three blocks
in this. Oh,
there
was no storm. There were some drops dropping on us. I mean, we were there at the same time you were down there in that storm you're talking about. Jeez. No, it is a fun place. You're going to go tonight, take Glenda?
I think we're going to have a crowd down there.
They do have some guest spots. You know, Wayne was telling me about that last week. I interviewed
Wayne.
We're
not going down to perform. We're just going down to watch.
I'm saying it'll give her a little feeling of what the room is like. And
yeah, we've been there a couple
then
times.
Then she'll go home and write her stuff. Oh, yeah,
She's never going to be as funny as me.
Boy, I'm taking bets on that one. I'll tell you, Glenda, I'm taking bets on that one. Hey, listen, this is a good thing. Drink wine, you don't get sunburned. Did you hear this? This
No.
is the latest. Yeah, the latest research they've done. Health tip for the summer, drink more wine. I love this. I've put this up on my refrigerator. Drink more wine. A better protection against harmful sunburn is as healthy as a dose of SPF. Would be Sauvignon Blanc. That's what they say. A Spanish study did it. Compound found in the grapes of the Sauvignon Blanc and the grape derivatives protect the skin cells from skin-damaging ultraviolet radiation. Report researchers from the University of Barcelona and the Spanish National Research Council. Sounds like bona fide information to me.
I read about that, and it was sponsored by the National Wine Association. The study was.
So just, they were the sponsor
just
of the
white
research.
Wine?
It's Sauvignon Blanc, in particular, the grapes of Sauvignon Blanc.
And you drink it. You don't put it on your skin.
You drink it. You don't slop it on your skin. No. No, you drink it, and it comes out in your skin and protects your skin. The flavonoids found in grapes work to halt the chemical reaction that kills skin cells and causes sun damage. Here's what happens. When UV rays hit your skin, they activate reactive oxygen species, or ROS as they call it, which then oxidize big molecules like lipids and DNA. This activates particular enzymes that kill skin cells. But grapes, flavonoids, the flavonoids from grapes work to decrease the formation of the ROSs in the skin cells that were exposed to the UVA and UVB rays. I mean, this is good for both of the rays. The researchers led by Marta Cascante, a biochemist at the University of Barcelona, and Robert Mondavi, no, I'm just kidding, and director of the research project, note that this finding may lead to better sun-shielding drugs and cosmetics with these grapes. It was published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry.
Do you use sunscreen anyway?
Do you see these freckles?
Do you
these
use
These were
it?
Small years ago. You see these big brown spots now? Yes, I do.
I don't.
There was one other piece of that study. It said you may get very burned at times, but you really don't care because you're too drunk to know.
You don't care about it. I know it. So that's good. Drink wine. Drink wine. Save your skin.
I don't like wine. I don't know what's
wrong
with
me. You
don't like wine? Yeah, I tried for a couple years because they kept saying it was good for you.
Well, what kind of wine did you drink?
Everything.
I mean, there's a lot of different wines. It doesn't taste like grape juice. That's what you were
expecting.
If I'm
really thirsty, I'd much rather have a beer. And I think...
But beer drains everything out of you. It sucks your hydration right out.
How does it do that?
Beer's not good in the sun. Well, read it. Read all about it.
We'll occasionally have a good box of wine, and I'll drink it out of one of the kids' sippy cups.
One of the grandkids.
Grandkids, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so it's kind of hard to get into something very serious right now.
Because there's not much time.
No, there's not much time before we get into our news at the top of the hour. But how about, let's talk about the Hannity thing. Eric
Holder.
Eric Holder. Did you hear about that? How Hannity really did a sucker punch to Juan Williams?
I watched it on the internet.
You did watch it?
Yeah.
Where's my man in there?
Set him up, huh?
Let's do the Hannity. Let's do the Hannity and Juan Williams. He sucker punched him good. Play it for me, Sean. He's getting to it. No, that's not it. Yeah, you got it. I gotta watch him.
Good to be with you, Sean.
All right, I want to first get into this issue of Eric Cantor's comments, and I want to get your reaction to this. He said, the fact that we're here today to raise the debt ceiling is a sign of leadership failure. Leadership means the buck stops here. Washington is shifting the burden of bad choices onto the backs of our children and grandchildren. America has a debt problem and failure of leadership. America deserves better. I will oppose, intend to oppose, the effort to increase America's debt's limit. Reaction.
Well, you know, it's just incredible to me that a man who is talking about leadership, a man who was elected to be a great American leader, Eric Cantor, is totally abdicating all responsibility and saying, you know what, I'm not willing to make a deal. The president's offering $3 in cuts, which is what Republicans and Eric Cantor and John Boehner and Mitch McConnell have been after. $3 in spending cuts, shrink the size of government for every $1 he's asking in terms of a tax hike, so we can have shared sacrifice, so it's not just weight on the backs of moms and grandmoms and soldiers, that everybody in this country makes a commitment to shrink the size of the deficit. And there's Eric Cantor pointing fingers, playing blame games, contributing to paralysis so that we don't get out of this hole that he keeps digging deeper.
All right, we're good friends, and I really...
Yeah?
Eric Cantor didn't say that. Barack Obama said that.
Barack Obama said
Barack Obama said that in 2006 when he voted against the debt ceiling.
Is that cold? I stand corrected. Man. It was Eric Cantor.
That's a sucker punch.
Get my Erics mixed up. That was a sucker.
I mean, you do that to me all the time, but I just think it
was... When do I do that to you?
A little much for Sean Hannity.
Wow, can you believe he did that? I mean, and they're friends. You heard Juan say, yeah, we're good friends. And you could see the big smile on his face when he said that. How could someone do that?
So you've been in radio a long time.
Yes.
What would you do in that situation?
If he all of a sudden said it wasn't?
I mean, would you forgive Sean Hannity for that?
I'd probably laugh.
You'd laugh.
First of all, yeah, because anytime I'm nervous and I'm wrong, I have to get funny because it's crazy. But now we find out I probably do the same thing Juan is doing now. Juan Williams is now he's turned on the president.
Yeah, he's not happy with
you
Obama.
Were telling me, huh, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah, he was sitting in for O'Reilly, and he was using all of O'Reilly's lines. And I thought, is this what he really feels, or does he feel compelled to read the teleprompter and say what O'Reilly told him to say? But maybe he is turning on his own party there to some extent.
Yeah, he's turning on Obama now. He's P.O.'d.
So have you heard any more about the relationship between Hannity and Williams after that?
Yeah, he's P.O.'d.
He's pissed?
Yeah.
P.O.'d.
P.O.'d.
That's more appropriate
off
on the radio, right?
Well, I don't know.
Roll off
we can say that now.
Stuff.
No, we can say that stuff now. It's okay for us to say that. And we got a lot more to say. Janie Johnson is here, and we're going to talk to her about her book, Don't Take My Lemonade Stand. She's a registered Republican and a little disillusioned, so we'll have some fun with her. And also yet to come, Patrick Turner from the Discovery Museum. So stay with us. Your news is coming up next on KBZZ Reno Sparks, an Americom broadcasting station, and then we'll be back with Broadview.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. A very bad day for American forces in a decade-old war. The Taliban says it shot down a U.S. military helicopter in the eastern part of Afghanistan. 30 U.S. troops were killed, most of them from the same SEALs unit that had killed Osama bin Laden. Although officials say it appears none of those in the crash were actually on that raid. CBS News correspondent David Martin.
This was one of these special operation night raids that go on every single night in Afghanistan, in which U.S. Special Operations Forces are going after a Taliban leader or some other insurgent leader. And in this case, they were on a Chinook helicopter, and it was shot down apparently by a rocket-propelled grenade as it was going into the target.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the courage of the 30 Americans and 7 Afghans who died with them was exemplary. He says the U.S. will finish the mission in Afghanistan. Pakistani police say a bomb attack has destroyed 16 tankers carrying fuel for U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. It happened at a terminal close to the city of Peshawar in northwestern Pakistan. Many of the non-lethal supplies for the war in Afghanistan are trucked overland through Pakistan and are often targets of militants. Democrats and Republicans are blaming each other for the downgrade in the United States credit rating. Standard & Poor's cut the rating from AAA to AA+. California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock.
The sad thing is this was entirely foreseeable. We were warned repeatedly. We ignored all of those warnings. And now we have new warnings. We may have fewer than 2 years to address this problem before we hit a sovereign debt crisis.
House Speaker John Boehner says this should serve as a wake-up call to the Democratic Party. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the downgrade should be seen as a kind of endorsement of Democrats' approach to deficit reduction, including a mix of spending cuts and tax increases. S&P says this is primarily a political problem, but the politicians don't seem to want to solve it. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger tells us about another day of protests over how much it costs to live in Israel.
Tens of thousands of Israelis packed the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem for the second straight week, protesting the high cost of living.
I go from day to day. I have no idea how to save money. I have no idea how high will I someday buy a house.
A modest apartment in a big Israeli city can cost $500,000, while many doctors earn only $12 an hour. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
A mysterious international collective known as Anonymous says it's hacked into about 70 mostly rural law enforcement websites in the U.S. The group posted a cache of data to the web, including emails stolen from officers, tips which appear to come from members of the public, credit card numbers, other sensitive information. Anonymous claims it's stolen 10 gigabytes worth of data in all. This is CBS News.
Who has the best back to